What's up, everyone? Welcome or welcome back to my YouTube channel / my podcast. I am the Marketing Nomad, and my name is Prithvi Madhukar. I am the author of Zero to Four Figures and Self-Loved. I'm also a digital entrepreneur and a business owner. Few of the roles that I do take on, I'm a YouTuber, podcaster, Etsy shop owner, Skillshare teacher, and a marketing strategy consultant as well. All of the links are in the description box below if you'd like to check it out. Welcome to episode 194 of the Ask TMN series, where we're going to be getting into 5 tips that I have for you to write product descriptions that sell. Now, if you're new here and you're wondering, well, what's this Ask TMN thing that you just spoke about? So Ask TMN is a series that I created where I answer some of the most commonly asked questions that solopreneurs may have about marketing, business, as well as mindset. Now, if those topics interest you, definitely do hit that subscribe button, hit that notification bell, because that tells you every single time I do upload a podio. Alrighty guys, without further ado, let's get into the 5 tips that I have for you to write product descriptions that sell. So especially when it comes to writing product descriptions, yeah, there's a lot of intentional effort that goes into it, especially if you want product descriptions to capture the attention of your audience and you want to nurture them, you want to make sure that they're at least moving a step closer towards buying your products or your services, all right? So let's get into the first tip that I have for you, and that is to write your benefits. Now, naturally, when it comes to writing product descriptions, you are going to be writing the features of the product that you are selling. But one step further, you know, just taking it one step further is to write the benefits of that product. And the reason are plenty for this, and I'll give you like maybe one or two because you can't spend the entire podio talking about that, okay? But the first and foremost reason is, one, your audience, when they're looking at the features, they may not understand how it can actually be beneficial to them, how it's gonna make a difference to their lives, how it's gonna add value to their lives. And the second is, they might actually not have enough time when they're reading the features that you're putting out to actually process and say, all right, this is the feature and this is going to be the benefit of that particular feature. And so because of many other reasons as well, adding benefits to your product descriptions along with the features, or for example, writing the feature, writing the benefit, and how it's going to add value to the life, is a great way to write your product description, and it's going to give you a little bit more content to put in your product description as well. All right, so we are going to take an example, all right? So for example, you are selling a pen, all right? And maybe the feature is XYZ technology that is used in the pen. Maybe the outer covering of the pen, you use really high quality plastic, all right? So those would be the features. You're just describing the product. Now the benefits of that would be, maybe the XYZ technology of the ink allows for smoother flow, allows people to write faster for examinations, you know? So you're kind of listing out the feature, you're listing out the benefit, and you're also gonna be listing out how it's gonna transform their life or how it's gonna make a difference to their life as well. And maybe the high quality plastic allows for a better grip, so on and so forth. And so when it comes to writing product descriptions, it's good that you're writing the features, but also add in the benefits, just so that you are easing that step for your customers. They don't have to do it themselves. And sometimes they might not be able to think about all the benefits that your product offers. And so it just helps to give them that additional information. All right, so that is number one for you. Number two is using storytelling when you are writing your product descriptions. And this actually kind of stems down to your childhood. You know, when was the time that you had your most attention? When you were listening to stories, right? You were completely wrapped up in it. You absolutely were so absorbed in, you know, listening to the stories or reading through the stories. And just basically, you found yourself in those stories and you learned lessons through those stories. You gained information through those stories. So apply that same concept here as well. So I've got about 5 different ways that you can use storytelling, just because it is a lot more memorable for your audience, and you want to be memorable. You want to stay in their thought process, in their minds as well, all right? So the first one is to share customer stories. So maybe you have been given testimonials, or you can actually go interview your customers as well. Interview what was the purchasing process like, or the pre-purchase process where they were deciding between options, and then why they chose your product, and what happened after they bought their product, what was their experience like using your product, how did it make a difference, so on and so forth. So getting customer stories is one way that you can use storytelling. Number two is to imagine or help your customer imagine, or potential customer, I guess I would say, to imagine what it would be like to go through the entire purchase process and to even use the product. So you would be basically weaving a story of an imaginary customer purchasing your product, using your product, and what is the transformation, what is the value. So that's one more way that you can use storytelling. And then number three, okay, I've kind of messed up with my numbering over here, but number three is you can also write about how is it going to make them feel, like before and after. How do they feel before purchasing your product? What are the emotions that they're going through? Maybe frustration, maybe lack of safety, lack of ease, so on and so forth. So what is their condition before using your product, and what is going to be their condition after using your product? That's another way that you can use storytelling as well. And then the fourth way is what transformation can they expect at the end of the day? And that itself could be a product description as well. Then the fifth way is why do they need it? You know, what difference is it going to make in their life? And it's not always going to be the tangible difference that it makes. Maybe it provides them with a sense of safety. Maybe it gives them comfort. Maybe it just lessens their load a little bit. Maybe it frees their time a little bit. So what difference is your product going to make? And try to weave a story out of that. And the sixth tip that I do have for you with respect to storytelling is write down the problem that your audience is facing and write down the solution that your product or service provides for that particular problem. That could also be another way that you use storytelling as well. Now, one thing that I do want to say when it comes to storytelling is it's very, very important to understand your customer or your target audience at this point. It is super, super important because you can't weave stories that align with them if you don't really understand what they're looking for or what resonates with them. So take some time to understand what exactly is the pain point of your audience, what is the problem that they're facing at this moment in time, what are they feeling before they get your product, what are they feeling after. You might want to interview customers who've already bought your products just so that you can get more of those words, you can get more of the content for your product description. You know, even use words from their reviews as well. That could be helpful as well, their testimonials and their reviews. And then understanding what is the solution that your product actually provides, what is the value, what is the transformation that it gives, how does it make a difference to their lives? It's important to take time and understand this when it comes to storytelling. But storytelling is a really, really powerful way, and I highly recommend that for your product descriptions as well, especially the ones that you are putting on social media, just because of the lack of attention span, just in general, includes me as well. Storytelling is a really, really great way to grab their attention and hold it as well. Holding it is probably one of the biggest challenges that business owners, marketers have in this generation, and I think it's only going to get worse from now on. But you know, a challenge is always an opportunity for us to step up, and so this is how we step up. All right, so that was number two for you, storytelling. Then we get into number three, and that is to address their objections, I don't know why I stumbled with that, but address their objections beforehand and in your product descriptions or even in your captions on social media. This can be an extension to that. And the reason why this is such a great, great tip is because oftentimes your customers are going to have objections, right? It's part of the process. And so when you address their objections beforehand, you're actually letting them know that, hey, I understand you. I know what your pain points are. I know how you're thinking. And the more you can provide that subconscious layer that, this business actually understands what I'm feeling, understands the possible concerns that I have, yeah, that's a layer of connection that you are forming as well. And so for me in particular, one thing that I like to do is list out possible objections, you know, especially when I'm consulting for another business. You know, think about their target audience. What possible concerns could they have? Is it about the price? Is it maybe some feature about the product and how it's going to help them? Or they're worried about the customer service after purchasing the product. So, you know, there's so many different concerns and objections that they may have. And so addressing those in your product descriptions can be helpful as well. And as an extension of that, I would also say maybe some minor FAQs as well could be helpful, just so that, you know, you're actually eliminating the first barrier for them to reach out or get closer to buying your product. They may have more objections, yes, but you're eliminating at least the first stage of it. So you know that they are very, very interested if they're reaching out to you with more questions. That's also one more way to understand which stage your target audience is at as well, like the different segments. So that is just one way that you can go about it. So that would be number three for you. Address their objections in your product descriptions. It doesn't have to be major. It could be just minor ones. And then the major one, they actually reach out to you. All right. So that is number three for you. And one thing that I've written over here in my notes is, if you are wondering, all right, Prit, like, how do I address their concerns in my product description? So here are a few questions that I have for you that can help you out. So the first question that I've written over here is, what are the potential concerns that your target audience has at this point in time when they're thinking of purchasing your product, or when they're debating between your product and a competition's? And then the second question that you can ask yourself is, what can you say to make them feel better, to make them feel better about the concerns that they have or the objections that they have? And the third question that I have for you over here is, how can you clarify their objections? How can you clarify the potential questions that they may have about your product, about your business as well? All right, so that is number three for you. Then we come to number four, and that is data. Data is probably one of the most important things that you can put in your product description. And what do I mean when I say data? There's so many different things that you can add. You can add maybe the sales volume, how many people have bought your product, how many sales have been made in this month alone or in total as well. You can also write about some performance metrics, like it has 30% increased efficiency, so on and so forth. So that would be performance metrics that you're putting in. I've written over here user satisfaction, like maybe 1,000 happy customers so far, or you can write the product rating maybe on Google reviews or on your website. If that product has maybe a 4.9 on 5, make sure you add those into your product description. And the reason is, especially when people are going through your product descriptions, yeah, even though they may be inclined to make that purchase, sometimes there's that little bit of hesitation that, is this really going to make a difference? Is this really as impactful as they say? And so when you give them numbers, it just helps them make that decision a little bit easier, you know? So for me, especially when it comes to the data that you're putting into the product description, I think that they're powerful. I think that sometimes it is the last thing that your customers need to make that purchase, or your target audience needs to make that purchase, or even come back to you as well as a repeat purchase. All right. So that is one thing that you might want to put. So number four is data. Additional tips in this particular tip, I guess I would say, would be quality certifications, environment impact. And one thing that I've written over here is the reason why you say, all right, these many successful sales or these many happy customers, is because sometimes that fear does exist in your target audience mind that they're going to be the first ones to buy it and that nobody else has ever bought it. So they're kind of the newbies about this. But when you tell them, hey, no, we've actually got like 1,000 happy customers before you, or we've made so-and-so number of sales, yeah, it gives them that comfort that there are actually people who bought your product and they're happy with it, so they're not the first ones to give it a try. That's also one more barrier that you will be overcoming by adding your data. All right, so that is number four for you. Then we come to number five, and that is to appeal to your emotions. And this is a very, very common marketing fact, is that every single purchase decision is based on emotion. It doesn't matter how much you sit through logic and numbers and, you know, all of it. At the end of the day, every purchase decision is based on, is an emotional one. That's it. There are emotions towards that purchase decision. And so you've got to take the time to identify what emotions are your customers experiencing when they've purchased your product. What are they feeling what are they going through when they've purchased your product and that they've started using it. And I guess one thing that I would say over here, and that I've written in my notes as well, is emotional language. You know, try to paint a picture of how it's going to be after, or paint a picture of the emotions that they're going to feel after, you know. And one thing that I've written over here is, at this point, it's important for you to understand what are the potential pain points that your customers have. It doesn't have to be tangible, can be intangible aspects as well. So what are the pain points and how do they feel about those pain points before buying your products, and how do they feel about those pain points after they've purchased your products? And so adding those keywords in, like comfort, ease, what else, flexibility, you know, sense of control. Those are emotional language that you are putting in, and it also offers a little bit of imagery as well when it comes to your product description, which is always a good thing. Like, I guess it ties a little bit to storytelling, but this is more about focusing on how they are going to feel after they've made your purchase. And so you're tapping into the emotions at this point. So safety, comfort, ease, so on and so forth. Those are really great emotional languages. So figure out what exactly does your customer feel when they're using your product, when they are coming back for a repeat purchase, and try to add those into your product description so that you can let your potential customers know that, hey, this is how you're going to be feeling after you've made that purchase, all right? So that's, again, another powerful tip that I do have for you. And that actually wraps up this entire episode. Now, if this episode helped you in some way, please don't forget to give me a thumbs up. Hit that subscribe button. Hit that notification bell, because that tells you every single time I do upload a podio. And other than that, if you want to catch my two books, my first one is 0 to 4 Figures, Lessons Learned by a Broke CEO. It is available on Amazon. It has 61 stories and lessons about digital entrepreneurship, and it covers topics like self-love, relationships, positive mindset, growth mindset, business strategy, marketing strategy, so on and so forth. My second book is Self-Loved. It is a compilation of 1,000 journal prompts aimed towards healing, growth, self-discovery, and again, that is available on Amazon. Covers topics like trauma healing, inner child healing, shadow work, gratitude, reflection, so on and so forth. Other than that, I also have a series of productivity planners, journals, and trackers. At the moment of publishing this podio, there are 18 of them available on Amazon. Now, the simplest way to find all of my stuff on Amazon, whether it's my books, my planners, my journals, my trackers, is to search my full name on Amazon. It is Prithvi Madhukar, P-R-I-T-H-V-I, space M-A-D-H-U-K-A-R. And the minute you do that, you're going to get an author page for me, and then all of the stuff is just going to show up. That's the simplest way. Alrighty, guys, if you have any thoughts about this podio, if you have any questions that you'd like me to answer in another podio, definitely do leave your thoughts and your questions in the comment section below, and I'll do my best to get to them. Alrighty, guys, thank you so much for listening, watching all the way up until here. I'll catch you in my next one. Bye-bye.